This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by R.S. Raghu. First, from the Lok Sabha, writer is Sagar Kulkarni of PTI. The Lok Sabha today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the unruly behaviour of some members of the opposition. It was trouble from the word go when the Lok Sabha convened for the day in the morning. Opposition members were raising slogans and waving placards amid the announcement of India-US trade deal and reduction in tariffs. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla urged the members to remain silent as he was making an obituary reference to the passing away of Surup Singh Hiriya Naik. Naik was a member of the 6th and 17th Lok Sabha. He was also a member of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly. After observing a minute's silence, the members trooped into the well and raised slogans. Birla said it is unbecoming of the members to disrupt proceedings in a planned manner. Only one question could be taken up during the question hour. Birla adjourned proceedings for nearly 1 hour and questioned the disruptions. The Lok Sabha Speaker said the question hour helped the opposition to hold the government accountable on various fronts. As the protests continued, the Speaker adjourned the proceedings till 12 noon. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 12 noon, opposition members raised slogans over the alleged demolition drive at the Manikarnika Ghat in Varanasi. Samajwadi Party members displayed pictures of Holkar, to which TDP member Krishna Prasad Teneti, who was in the chair, objected, citing that it was against the rules. With opposition members unrelenting, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Lok Sabha took up the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address, and Teneti, who was again presiding the post-lunch session, called leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi to speak. Gandhi submitted the authenticated article on the memoirs of former Army Chief in the Lok Sabha and began his speech. As he referred to the former Army Chief's memoirs, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju cited the ruling of the Lok Sabha Speaker and urged Gandhi against raising the issue repeatedly. The opposition members claimed that the government was preventing the leader of the opposition from speaking on the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. Rijiju insisted that the government was keen to listen to the views of the leader of the opposition and urged him to abide by the rules of procedure of the House. Rijiju urged the leader of the opposition to restrict his speech to the issues mentioned in the address of the President to the sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on 28th of January. Amid uproar in the Lok Sabha, Teneti adjourned the proceedings of the House for the third time during the day. When the Lok Sabha reassembled at 4 p.m., BJP member Dilip Saikia, who was in the chair, named seven Congress members and one CPI-M member for sloganeering and throwing papers at the presiding officer. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju then moved a motion to suspend Congress members Amrinder Singh Rajawaring, Hebe Eden, Prashant Padole, Dean Kuriakos, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Kiran Kumar Reddy, Manikam Tagore, and CPIM member S. Venkateshan from the services of the Lok Sabha for the remainder of the budget session. The motion moved by Rijiju was adopted by a voice vote and the chair adjourned the proceedings for the day. Since the question hour could not be completed due to opposition protests, the answers to the questions listed for discussion were laid on the table of the House. The questions pertained to the ministries of Home Affairs, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Panchayati Raj, Commerce and Industry, Social Justice and Empowerment, among others. In a written reply, Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal said the government is pursuing negotiations for new bilateral and multilateral free trade agreements, FTAs, primarily to increase trade, including through enhanced market access, trade and services, addressing non-tariff barriers, investment promotion, and economic and technical cooperation. He said the FTAs aim to build on trade complementarities to increase trade and investment, thereby enhancing export potential, creating prospects for industry and farmers, and creating job opportunities. The minister said the FTAs are targeted at strengthening India's global trade footprint, attracting foreign investment and integrating Indian businesses into global supply chains. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said a total number of 83 training institutions have been established all over the country for training needs of Central Armed Police Forces CAPF. Rai said training is imparted using traditional and modern techniques, keeping in view the present and future challenges along with geographical conditions. The minister said expansion, modernization and upgradation of training centers is being done on requirement basis. He said the training institutes impart efficient and effective training, which is evident from a number of successful operations of anti-terrorism, border security, anti-insurgency, maintaining peace and order and combating left-wing extremism, LWE. In reply to a separate question, Rai said more than 7,400 Naxals have been arrested and 5,880 have surrendered since 2019, with incidents of LWE-perpetrated violence coming down by 88% from 1,936 in 2010 to 234 in 2025. The minister said that in 2025, the security forces neutralized 364 Naxals, arrested 1,022 and facilitated 2,337 surrenders. He said the number of LWE affected districts reduced from 126 in 2018 to only 8 in December 2025, with only 3 districts now remaining the most affected. Rai said the number of police stations reporting LWE related violence has significantly reduced from 465 in 2010 to 119 in 2025. In a written reply to another question, Rai informed the Lok Sabha that the Union Ministries of Home Affairs and Panchayati Raj are undertaking joint planning to strengthen local self-governance in LWE-affected areas. Rai said the Ministry of Home Affairs has carried out a survey in 7 LWE-affected districts of Chhattisgarh through an independent agency. Minister of State of Social Justice and Empowerment B.L. Verma said a third-party evaluation of the Rashtriya Vayushri Yojana has found the scheme to be highly productive and exceptionally well-aligned with the needs of the elderly from BPL and low-income groups. The study has had a transformative impact on the mobility and functional independence of beneficiaries, particularly in improving mobility through assistive devices, the minister said. Verma said the evaluation of the Rashtriya Vayushri Yojana and the Deen Dayal Divyangjan Rehabilitation Scheme was conducted to appraise their continuation during the 2026-31 financial cycle. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said as per Situation Assessment Survey SAS of agricultural households, the average amount of outstanding loan per agricultural household across the country is 74,121. Chauhan said to improve credit access and reduce rural distress over long term, the government is implementing a 100% centrally funded central sector scheme known as the Modified Interest Subvention Scheme, MISS, across various states and UTs in Pan-India. The minister said the scheme aims to provide concessional interest rates on short-term agricultural loans obtained by farmers through Kisan Credit Cards, KCC, for their working capital requirements. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Indo-US trade deal dominated the proceedings of the Rajya Sabha today, with several members raising concerns and demanding answers from the government on the deal. Leader of the House, JP Nadda, told the House that the government was ready to discuss everything on the trade deal as he attacked the opposition members for playing politics on the issue. Several opposition members protested in the House demanding answers from the government and why the deal was announced by the US President from Washington. The opposition members staged a walkout from the House soon after the 0 hour. Nadda clarified that the US President had informed about the reduction in tariffs on Indian goods through a post on social media and also referred to the Prime Minister as a true friend and a leader. Nadda alleged that the opposition's frustration was coming out and it had started seeing bad even in good things, while referring to the trade deal. He assured the House that the government is ready to discuss the Indo-US trade deal and provide all details, and the minister concerned will explain everything. The government will come out with a suo motu statement on the trade deal, he said. He, however, attacked the opposition, saying their attitude is fatal for democracy and amounts to irresponsible behavior. The opposition's behavior is condemnable, and their interest is only to create politics in everything, he said. targeting the Congress. He said, they are an issueless party now and their behavior in the House is very irresponsible. He went on to say that, in a way, this is an anti-national behavior on the part of the opposition. The Rajya Sabha, meanwhile, continued with the debate on the motion of thanks on the President's address, with various members thanking the President for giving a vision towards taking the country towards Vikasit Bharat. Participating in the debate, several members sought answers from the government on the India-US trade deal and expressed concerns over reports of opening up of the farm sector which will harm the farmers' interests. Some opposition MPs alleged that the government had succumbed to the America's economic expansionism while failing to protect the interests of the farmers. They also sought answers on US President Donald Trump's claim that India will stop purchasing Russian oil. Rajni Ashok Rao Patil of Congress said it is being claimed that India will open its agriculture sector to the US, and said that the parliament and the nation should know what discussion did Prime Minister Modi hold with President Trump. Patil also said that the President's address to Parliament at the start of the budget session does not reflect the ground reality of citizens, and claimed that small and medium enterprises are struggling despite being the backbone of the Indian economy. Ratabrata Banerjee of the All India Trinamool Congress alleged that the Union government has succumbed to economic expansionism of the United States and has accepted all terms dictated by President Trump on purchase of oil from the US and Venezuela instead of Russia. CPIM member John Brittis attacked the government for announcing the Indo-US trade deal on social media platform X